Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. This hour, I'm pretty clear, it's Wednesday. It's the happy hour. It's the State of the Union Hangover Edition. And I had the president in my backyard today, and we got a fine guest right now. The honorary title bestowed upon you, sir. Friend of the devil, Harvey K. Welcome back, Dr. Harvey K.
Hey, Harvey.
Thank you. Thank you. I was just saying before, I don't know if anyone else out there has had the same experience, that Twitter has been acting up in a strange way today. It told me on a day that I think I've tweeted less than usual that I had used up all my tweets for the day. So yeah. Either Elon Musk has targeted Devil's Advocates radio folks, or generally speaking, the machinery has gone awry.
I think there's a ghost in the machine. You know, some ex-Twitter guys were testifying in front of the Republicans today. So maybe there's some reason for that. But Harvey, you're not alone, man. I got the same message. You reached your tweet, which is like, what, 5,000 a day or something. I mean, some unrealistic amount. And I also had trouble with Facebook on social media today. So the internet not being very happy, but it seems to be all working now.
Yeah, but I'm excited because since I'm being silenced in the internet, I am being welcomed on the radio.
That's
buddy,
right.
You are being heard right now on WGBW in Green Bay, in your hometown, or at least your adopted hometown, where you are a doctor emeritus, my understanding, from the university.
Professor emeritus.
Oh,
I still have professor emeritus.
They don't take the doctorate back from you?
No.
It's not a rental doctorate. Dr. Harvey K., professor emeritus, a former friend of the Devil's Advocate from Green Bay, Wisconsin. You got the GB hat, man. You heard I got another buddy from that neck of the woods, Gilbert Brown. He puts the GB in WGBW. Apparently,
yeah,
it's
you
not
bet.
Your hat,
right.
Harvey.
Well, I was in Florida for 2 weeks, and I decided since I was in the South, I would recall my own time in the South. And I actually ordered and received in the mail yesterday or wherever my LSU cap. LSU football cap. So I'm going to be wearing a different cap every time we speak.
Why LSU? Did you go to college there? Why LSU, fella?
PhD, LSU. Doctor of Philosophy, Louisiana State University.
Well, you lost me on doctor and then also philosophy. I couldn't even.
Yeah, by the way, as a very, he's now deceased, a good friend of mine, historian who passed away in his 90s, said to me one time, everything philosophers have written of value can be reduced to half a page.
If only Dr. Sherowitz at La Crosse had that standard, because she expected you to show up for the pop quizzes and everything, Harvey. And I couldn't. And here's where I struggle in the world right now as well. When I went to philosophy class, and I realize it's just an exercise, but if we can't agree that the sky in my world is blue and the sky in your world is blue, and the facts in my world that are true are also true in your world. And I often fought with Dr. Sherowitz, but Harvey, not like these hecklers last night at the State of the Union. I wasn't Marjorie Taylor Greene out there saying, you liar. Well, hell, Joe Biden was a hell of a lot more right than I ever was. Harvey, what was your impression of the speech to watch, the big speechifying last night?
Okay, well, let me just start by saying that the only thing I could say about the Marjorie Taylor Greene performance was that since she came attired in this all-white outfit.
She got it from Huggy Bear's closet, I think, but please continue.
Well, what I was going to say is that I think she was shouting, not because she had any antipathy to Biden, which I'm exaggerating when I deny that. It's also the case that she was trying, you know, how they often tell you what women have worn on any given event day. Maybe she was promoting the clothing and she got the camera on her a little bit more by being so obnoxious. Okay.
She was being a congressional influencer at the State of the Union. She's getting paid to rabble rouse in that outfit.
Isn't that really what it comes down to these days? Real quick, let me throw this out there before we get into Joe Biden's speech. A CNN poll, I just found this. A 72% majority of Americans who watched Biden's State of the Union address had a positive reaction to it. 72%. Apparently, that includes some Republicans as well. Harvey, did you have a positive reaction to it?
Okay, let me. You know I'm going to offer criticism, so let me start off with the positive.
Okay, let's do that.
The positive is this. When Biden was running for president, after they ganged up on Bernie and pushed him out, people said to me, can he handle it? And I said, if he can recover his voice from 40 years of trying to cut Social Security and Medicare, if he can apply that kind of voice to a more progressive agenda, that would be great. So what I can tell you is last night, I heard Joe Biden's voice from those 40 years of trying to cut Social Security and Medicare. The difference was the content was inside out from his past. Okay, now he was saying he would veto any effort on the part of the Republicans to undo the democratic and progressive achievements of the 40 years, 30 years and more between the 1930s and the 1960s. That was very welcome. I was blown away by his performance. Yeah, there was some slurring. Okay, there was some
slurring.
Well,
I have that problem, Harvey. You can't hold that against a man.
No, I said there was some slurring, and I'm sure that in my classroom performances over many an occasion, sober, by the way, there's no excuse, you might say.
No guarantees here, Harvey.
No, I mean, it really was a dynamic performance on his part.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I think he spoke for about an hour and 10 minutes, which is a long time to sustain that kind of energy. But it's also possible that the likes of Marjorie Taylor Greene and others actually energized him all the more, right? I mean, somebody shouts at you that you're a liar and whatever else they said, sometimes I didn't hear it. That'll definitely get you going. That'll rev you up if you're losing your voice. But okay, so having said that, I just kept thinking to myself, why wasn't that the kind of energy and content that, and the two go must come together to be effective, that why didn't we hear that 2 years ago? I know that he gave a nice, set of addresses in the first spring of his presidency, but he did not forcefully argue for the kinds of things he argued for last night. Okay, so I mean, if a president of the United States who claims to be a friend of labor, working class, not working class.
He's at a labor temple today in DeForest, or at least a labor union trading facility in DeForest today, Harvey.
Well, I understand he was down there in Madison with you. I do understand that. But here's the thing. He said, pass the PRO Act, create a living wage. Well, first of all, 2 years ago was the time to fight for that. And the reason I say fight for that is that if he fought for the kinds of things he was fighting for rhetorically last night, then they would not have lost the House, even if they couldn't pass that stuff because of the likes of Sinema and Manchin. And sidebar to that, I thought Sinema was kind of fun to watch too in her yellow outfit. I mean, I just don't mean to pick on women for their attire. Men dress boring at these events, basically. But it was the case that yellow attire by Kyrsten Sinema was kind of, fun to see. But to come back to it, Kyrsten Sinema and Manchin Democrats blocked a minimum wage increase and the possibility of the PRO Act and the possibility of lifting the filibuster. And let me further add, and this is, I warned you I was going to be critical. Why didn't Biden call his two, you know, he had senators, Democratic senators from Delaware who blocked the kinds of things he wanted last night in, that he called for in his speech. So it's all well and good, and I welcome it. But it is the case that he should have done it 2 years ago. He should have demanded action 2 years ago. You know, and that's the way I felt about it. Ultimately, I'm sorry. I know you guys like me to get Pollyannish, but
no, man, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Harvey K, our friend. Obviously, the political circumstances have changed, right? He had the opportunity then, I think, to your point, to be able to at least fight this, push this more. But now with the MAGA in charge of the House, obviously that's not happening. So he's got to you know, articulate for the American people the positions and the play on Social Security, at least in this particular speech, the way that he drew in the MAGAs, Harvey. I mean, I thought, regardless of what his past positions are, and you can be critical, certainly, but the way he played them last night, I thought was spectacular.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely spectacular. I mean, he didn't miss a beat, right? They said he turned around. They didn't miss a beat. I mean, he didn't miss a beat. And at a certain point, even Kevin McCarthy was trying to shut down. You know, I mean,
he was shushing
them. McCarthy knew the people who were making the most noise were his enemies.
Like bad kids at the Chuck E. Cheese. He was like, shh, 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 shh.
You know, Harvey,
control.
In some weird way, we started doing a radio show because they would shush Dom and I talking politics during the uprising. We'd go to a bar and they'd shush us talking about politics. You can't talk about politics. And we said, the day you can't talk about politics is the day we talk about politics everywhere. Right. And that's what we've been doing ever since.
So listen, so one last thing before we go, not at least for this segment.
Yeah.
And that is that if you're now in Green Bay, okay, next time you're up here, we got to talk, you know, see what we can do about really expanding the horizons up here in Green Bay. And also, I fantasize the idea that if I shouted loud enough to you right now, there would be enough radio people tuned in to WGBW that I would hear it outside my window.
Maybe if you asked them to honk. If you live in Harvey's neighborhood up there in WGBW land, lay on the horn right now. No good reason. Harvey wants to hear you honk. Honk for Harvey. Come back. We'll talk to Harvey a little bit more. He's presumptuous. He assumes we're having him back.
We
better get some honks. More Devil's Advocates.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Please follow us on the socials. You can find us on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio and on Twitter at Devil Radio.
Tom, we got to find guest. He stuck around of his own volition. He is Dr. Harvey K. He's a friend of ours. I think we're still friends, aren't we, Harvey?
Absolutely. And I have breaking news for you.
Oh, break it for us.
During the break, that's why I call it breaking news, I tweeted and it went through. That shows you, Devil Radio, this show has literally reached the offices of Elon Musk and Twitter, and they have lifted their ban on my voice on Twitter.
You know, we were ready to call for a House subcommittee on the censorship campaign of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Harvey, you know, last time Dom and I were in Green Bay recently, we told you we were coming, and you fled town for 2 weeks. We had to break bread at a hotel bar, man. Come on, Harvey.
You know what? I can tell you, we were heading to Florida for a couple of weeks, and I apologize. I should have stayed and suffered the weather here in order to meet you. What can I say? And by the way, it's going to snow tonight, as you just heard. And I'd like to get back on a plane to Florida, actually.
My wife's trying to get back from California, where our daughter lives. And my guess is she was probably at least delayed by Joe Biden flying out of Truex this afternoon.
Right.
We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, except that guy. He's Harvey K., our good friend. Harvey, Biden's taking her on the road. And, you know, we often talk about the fact we are a messaging platform. I mean, hell, the Republican, I guarantee, if this was a different party coming to town, a Republican president coming to town, there would have been a shout out to lots of local right-wing talk radio hosts. They'd have called everyone. And he would have sprinkled, or she, but, you know, it's always going to be a he if it's Republicans. He would have sprinkled 5-6 interviews around the area. It would have built some momentum. That's what Trump did every time. That was the tool. And Trump did lots of rallies in the state of Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
I mean, he worked hard. If nothing else, Trump campaigned hard in 2016. But he also worked the phones, and he worked right-wing talk radio. I mean, not like Joe Biden's taking any advice from this guy. It's like Lou from Cudahy. I'm like Lou from Cudahy right now. Joe ain't taking advice from me. But if I were the president's handlers, I might have called into the one radio platform in the state of Wisconsin that could have put him into Green Bay.
Yeah.
Into Milwaukee, into Madison, into Stevens Point, Rapids, Amory, all over the state. Harvey, it's going to be worldwide soon. We could have done that for Joe. All it would have taken is one phone call. If they're still on the ground, Joe, 844-967-2789. We'd preempt this guy, but I'll let you talk, Harvey. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I do think it's good he's going to make this tour. And let me turn to the positive now. Let me turn to the positive. I think that this actually affords not an opportunity, but a challenge to progressives right now. A challenge to progressives. Biden's speech last night, though it should have been given with that same energy and determination 2 years ago, should be listened to by progressives with the idea that we should be now grabbing hold of those arguments and supporting those kinds of demands for 2020 from the Democratic Party. Their own leader has now said, you know, we're going to defend Social Security and Medicare, number one. But beyond that, we're going to rebuild American manufacturing. We're going to definitely try to empower workers once again with the PRO Act. Notice he didn't say, give me a better minimum wage. He said, give us a living wage. I mean, he said things that I think we should not so much hold him accountable for. We should start demanding that of our own Democratic representatives. And I want to go a step further. The Economic Bill of Rights, the Wisconsin Economic Bill of Rights, is going to come forth again by way of Francesca Hong and Christina Shelton here in Green Bay. They're going to be promoting it again. I want listeners all around the state of Wisconsin who are hearing this to start thinking about that as our agenda.
Harvey, the megas, the Republicans, you know, now that they have their speaker, have now engaged in their committees, right? And one of their first steps was to try to get Democrats to somehow criticize socialism. Harvey, socialism is terrible. Socialism is killing. Socialism, and of course, they're thinking of totalitarianism and communism.
Sure.
But that's not what they're saying. But that's what they're thinking. And of course, we've identified lots of different socialistic, you know, roads and sewers, and you know, the army and the court system and police and EMTs and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How effective do you think the Republicans are when they use this socialism club?
Well, it's not effective amongst most young people. Okay. In fact, it's almost as if they're saying to young people, forget your future. We're not going to allow because when they say socialism, they're not talking about communism. There's no communist threat in the United States. There's no threat of national.
You didn't hear about the balloon, Harvey?
What?
You didn't hear about the balloon? Sorry to interrupt, sir.
Point is, what we desperately need is the kind of social democracy that the Democrats from Roosevelt all the way through to the age of the Great Society and Lyndon Johnson were demanding and pressing for, and that Bernie Sanders called for. He didn't use the term. He mistakenly called it socialism, but it's social democracy that we need to be advancing. Look, we can't just say we're going to block and stand behind Biden. We have to start going on the offensive. And Devil's Radio, the entire network that's being created, can play a really important role here in Wisconsin in making that happen.
I hate to break it to you. While you were in Florida, we killed the Devil Radio brand. We're still the Devil's Advocates, greatest radio show ever.
Our Twitter feed is actually Devil Radio.
Yeah, Devil Radio. But the Devil Radio brand, tis no more. First, it was Charlie Radio. Just
okay,
for the
okay, fine. So and what are we now called? What's the net? What are we going to call this network then?
The network is Civic Media. The radio
Civic
station
Media.
In Madison
okay.
is Mad Radio.
Civic Media.
And he's our gotcha. Buddy, Harvey K. Thanks for coming around. Dr. Harvey K., more Devils. The happy hour rolls on.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the State of the Union hangover edition. But I hardly feel hungover, Dom. Mostly I didn't drink. I didn't really do the drinking, although I did find the State of the Union quite entertaining. I gave it an A- for entertainment value, and that's way more grossly exceeded my expectations for entertainment value.
Are you counting the entertainment, the disruption, and the
yes.
jackassery that was yes. coming from people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and so on and so forth?
And I got to tell you, and the fine coverage on Civic Media, we had excellent coverage here last night, and I'd like to think we had at least fair to middling coverage of President Joe Biden right down the road, Madison today. More DeForest, Wisconsin. It has its own little identity. It's a fine little town right outside of here. Dane County, still in my county, right up the road. So the president came here. But the other part I'd like to throw in, Dom, for your entertainment consideration part of the vote, the dystopian speech, that crazy bat guano thing, that Republican response, and it went on and on. And thankfully, we hit the 10 o'clock hour here on Civic Media. And Terry Bell said, we're done, and cut her off. And boom, we were done. We were done with Hucka Sanders. Many, many lies. Steve Schmidt, you remember that guy? Part of the Lincoln Project, one of the co-founders.
Conservative, yes.
He was on the, well, he ran John McCain's campaign. So he's got some, you know, Republican conservative bona fides. And here's what he said today about that, the Republican response. And by the way, thank you, Harvey K., our good friend. And, you know, we use that term quite loosely around here. You also could probably be a friend of the devil if you just called us with a little consistency. I guarantee you'd probably get a moniker, 844-967-2789. I'm like Trump. I like to moniker people. Right, little Dom?
That's not a great trait, Michael. Maybe you want to move away from that.
Well, we have that and the narcissism in common. Yeah. Here's what Steve Schmidt said about the marvelous response of Governor Hucka Sanders. Former Republican advisor and Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt tore a new one into the State of the Union response speech by Governor Sarah Huckalier Sanders, a Republican from Arkansas, on his The Warning podcast. You know, you got to admire The Warning. Listen, here is your warning. He's giving you a warning about her. Sanders' speech, which was panned by commentators as dystopian, there's that word again, Dom, was simply more of the same false pro-Trump propaganda that she was notorious for spreading as a White House press secretary, Schmidt said. I'm going to quote him, Dom. Last night, the American people were abused. They were abused once again by MAGA lies. Lies. This time, once again, by Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You know, Hucka Sanders, Dom. Now the gubernator of Arkansas. Sarah Hucka Sanders is a pathological liar. She lied to the American people on a daily basis, 5 days a week in the name of Donald Trump. She lied thousands of times for a president who, in 4 short years, lied to the American people tens of thousands of times. That'd be a plural. Lots of times. Schmidt took particular umbrage at the line in Sanders' response where she said, and here's a quote, Dom, I don't know if you saw this, "The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy."
I maybe don't disagree, but perhaps we have different contexts.
Schmidt went on to say, she said that while Marjorie Taylor Greene conducted her antics and disgraced herself on the House floor with her jeering and her booing of the President of the United States, who conveyed in his message to the American people the significant accomplishments of his administration. Schmidt went on, Dom, last night's speech was supposed to be a Republican response. And we're told over and over again by the news media that Republican leaders want to move on from the era of Trump. But last night they picked as the person to respond the Trump era spokesliar. That's my editorialization, spokesperson. Among the other things Sanders claimed in her speech are that America is under threat by a woke mob, and that under Biden, we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags, and worship their false idols. I mean, it was a little dystopian, Dom. I don't know. I've never seen any of those things. A little bit more from Schmidt. Sarah Huckabee Sanders positioned herself as the voice of a rising generation of Americans. No, thank you, said Schmidt, calling her a congenital liar who broke her oath. It was stale. It was old. It was an ugly speech from a lying governor who is unfit for any type of public service. What a ringing endorsement he gives her.
Which is why she's governor of Arkansas. Come on, Arkansas. You can do better than that. The quote.
She represented the Republican Party nationally last night. She was the shining star raised up for future higher evil malfeasance, Dom. They're grooming her to be a presidential candidate, don't you know?
I mean, what we've discovered from MAGA is that you can, if you say it, you lie, you have no shame. It doesn't matter, right? It does not matter. She says she heard from what? Lots of FBI agents, yada, yada. Then when she had to say the same thing under oath, well, then she changed her tune because she's a lying sack of you know what. Another quote from her dystopian speech last night. "Most Americans simply want to live their lives in freedom and peace. But we are under attack in a left-wing culture war we didn't start and never wanted to fight." Really? I mean, this is such gaslighting from this super mega Trump liar. Of course you wanted this is a culture war. You want it. This is how you gin up your base. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. If someone wants to be a drag queen, they can go be a drag queen. Why do you care? If you don't like drag queens, don't be one. You don't like gay people, don't be gay. You don't like abortions, don't have one. You know what I'm saying? It is the Republicans. It is the MAGA. It is the Sarah Huckabee Sanders that are continually pushing this and pushing this and pushing this. A left-wing culture where we didn't start and never wanted to fight. Every day we are told we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags, and worship their false idols. What? What? That's exactly what you say. That's exactly what you say. Partake in your rituals. It's your God or no way, right? Salute your flag. All right. Stand for the flag and kneel for the cross. You're one of those people, right? Worship false idols. What, are you kidding me? I mean, you want to talk about grooming, Sarah Huckabee Sanders? Your religion is the biggest groomers there have ever been. You indoctrinate children at such a young age and threaten them with eternal suffering, eternal hellfire, if they don't do what you tell them to do. You're gonna claim that other folks are doing the indoctrination, are doing the grooming? Look at yourself. You are the victim of it.
Dom, one more memory. Back when Hucka Sanders was liar-in-chief on behalf of the Trump administration, among the things that now Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders said when giving her a GOP response to the State of the Union address was a trip with then-President Donald Trump to Afghanistan, claiming that she felt like she was in the military herself. You know, because she got on an airplane, Don.
Army training, sir!
Now, last night, MSNBC, in their coverage, when they returned to their panel of commentators after the Sanders speech, host Rachel Maddow made it clear that Huckabee Sanders was not in the military. She did not actually serve. That airplane flight does not make you in the military. But it was Nicole Wallace that pointed out that touting former Donald Trump as some kind of savior to servicemen and women is against everything that has been reported about the ex-commander-in-chief. And Wallace brought up what Trump used to say about the troops.
Suckers, right?
Here's what, let me quote Nicole Wallace. She was a Republican strategist, also part of McCain's team. Just on a factual basis, which isn't where she's hanging, Donald Trump's known and was reported extensively in some of the most harrowing book reporting to have believed that the men and women who served the military and died were suckers and losers. And he was especially disgusted by men and women who had been injured in the service of our country. Perhaps that is so sadistic that I don't even like remembering it. So to paint him as some historic, heroic commander-in-chief, according to Nicole Wallace, is appalling. He ain't all that, Dom. Certainly he is not. Although he said at least once, oh, I think I'd run in even without a gun.
Well, didn't he?
So heroic, Cadet Bone Spurs.
I was just going to say, man. Forbes reporting 23 million viewers watched Biden's State of the Union address, with Fox News drawing the largest audience, Crudy. About 4.6 million viewers, according to Nielsen's Fast National ratings. Now, these will be updated. ABC had the second largest overall audience at just under 4.3 million. NBC 3.7, CBS 3.5, MSNBC 3.5.
Well, that is still big viewership. I mean, if you look at normal cable viewership, that would be a big night for them. Oh, let's get to the phones while there's time in this segment. OG Claire, you've been the most patient. See, you earned a moniker, OG.
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Devils.
How you doing, sister?
I'm doing good. You stole my thunder because I was going to call and ask if I could have an early grievance. I know it's not Friday. I wanted to bitch about Sarah Huckster Sanders.
What was your impression of did you listen on the civic media or perhaps watch on the boob tube last night when Hucka Sanders, I mean, what was that? It was really weird. Yeah, and I say stuff on the radio, but that was weird.
That was sickening. And she was bragging, talking about the Christmas trip to the troops with the orange one. She was bragging that the troops stood up and said, USA, USA. Picture that. It's just sickening.
She is, but this is, Claire, this is who the Republicans put out there, right? She's, what, 40 years old? She told us yesterday, youngest governor in the country right now. And this, they're, what, going to pivot to Sarah Huckabee Sanders? And what, they need a change, right? This is what she was saying last night, Claire. We need a change. Well, how are you a change? You're the spokesperson for Trump. You're exactly, you are part of the problem. How is that any change whatsoever, Claire?
Here's what I'll say for Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She's not just another pretty face.
Yeah, I like the comment about there's normal and there's crazy. Yeah. I think we know who's crazy.
Crazy like a fox. 844-967-2789. Got to take one of our monikered short spoken callers before the break here. Wisco Paul, you've earned a moniker, fella. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devil. I just wanted to chime in and say that I listen to her on the radio because I can't watch her on TV. So thanks for doing that last night and having it on the radio because, I don't know, maybe it's mean, but she's unwatchable. So well, thanks for your show today. It's awesome. And Biden, by the way, I thought Biden did a great job last night. So thanks for taking my call, Devils.
Hell of a job, Biden. Last night and today in DeForest, if you didn't hear it live right here on the Civic Media Network, go search the YouTubes. Come back with us. We're going to take your phone calls from here to the end of this big program. Dom, I forget, man. We'll come back. More monikered friends. If you got a nickname, you'll probably go to the top of the list because I'm making a point. But if you don't have a nickname yet and you want one, get in the queue right now. 844-967-2789. Crudy's handing them out liberally, like wooden nickels and Huckabee Sanders lies.
More I hope they're better than DeSantimonious.
They're all better than DeSantimonious. You're Dom Santimonious.
Terrible.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, our friend journalist Bruce Murphy just shared a long read with me. Not time for it now. We'll take callers here in a moment. But I'm going to put it up on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. This one he knew would be right up my alley. How talk radio took over Wisconsin. Now, I am quoted in this piece. Should I read my quote to you? Should I quote me to you, Dom?
what did Crudy say, Crudy?
Well, the Crudy quote's near the end. It's worth reading to the end because I'm quoted near the end of this Bruce Murphy piece. And he talks about the dominance of right-wing talk radio in the state of Wisconsin and how it helped carry the reelection campaign of Ron Johnson. The dude made 325 appearances in the election year before winning re-election. And, you know, often our friends on the left don't even realize it's here. You know, President Joe, still time, 844-967-2789. If you're in town, how do you not call the coolest guys ever? Devil's Advocates. Anyways, so here's how I get quoted. Let me quote me back to you and the audience, Dom. I'm described here as progressive radio station owner Michael Crute has often checked out the conservative competition and says that in driving across the state in the past year, I've often heard Brian Schimming filling in on the host on a number of stations. Brian Schimming is the new Republican Party chairman, and Brian Schimming is really part of the Republican Party establishment. And the Republican parties use party singular, but there's a lot of members thereof that utilize right-wing talk radio, uplift their campaigns, uplift their messages. I mean, we started the show talking about Klan O'Donnell, racist Dan O'Donnell down the dial, just trying to eviscerate Sterling Brown for the crime of attending the State of the Union address on the same day a Milwaukee cop was killed in the line of duty. I mean, talking about twisting the narrative, Dan. So, anyways, it's worth a read. I'll post it up on the page. And hopefully, Bruce will write a follow-up article on our cool ways someday soon. 844-967-2789. If you got a moniker, you go to the top, like you, L.A. Tom, from the leftist coast. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. I'm doing great now. Biden was awesome. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, just remember, if the Republicans are spewing it, you can bet they're doing it. Mm-mm. Also, every Republican accusation is a confession.
You know, those are sort of sage words, Tom. They make a lot of sense.
If you bet on those, I think you're going to win more often than not, Tom.
Who do you like in the Super Bowl this weekend, Tom?
I think the Chiefs.
Well, I do as well. One other sort of off-topic question. As my wife is returning from visiting the lovely Kelsey kid.
I have not seen your wife out here.
Well, she's back in Wisconsin now. How's the weather been, Tom? Will she come back with a smile on her face?
Yeah, she should be happy. It's been about 73, 74. Blue sky, sunny. A lot better than it was a few weeks ago, so she should be very happy.
I saw a lady in shorts here in Madison today. It was 44 and sunny.
We're getting there, Tom. Sense
about this time of year. Yeah, about this time of year. That makes sense.
We got a few more, Tom. Any other?
That's a heat wave there.
Yeah, any other quick?
No, just like I said, if the Republicans are spewing it, you can bet they're doing it. It's a definition of projection, but put a little bit simpler way for the folks out there, I guess.
We got to get a T-shirt made, man. And Tom, please, don't forget our friend Earl Ingram, Monday mornings. I know you're a big leftist Coast Packer fan. Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger, now appearing every Monday morning, 8 to 9 Central Time. That's early for you, Tom. But the Gravedigger has been appearing and has begun appearing on Earl's show. And we're going to replay it across the network this weekend and every subsequent weekend on Saturdays at 1 Central Time. Tom, for you, that's 11 Pacific. See, I can name the time zones all across the country. Poor Rich, he doesn't have a moniker, so he dropped off. 844-967-2789. Pizza Box Mike, you got a moniker. Welcome, fella. How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, today it's pure Michigan, Mike, if you know what I'm saying. Hey.
No, well, don't tell us more. Not on the radio. FCC regulated.
Exactly, man. It's just a wonderful state. I'm really debating moving there. But I would like to say that since I came back, every time I saw Sarah Huckabee Sanders, by the way, the word ugly, just put that up. I mean, it looks like a giant red hen pecked her head.
But it's ugly from the inside out. You know what I mean? It's not the physical ugliness. It's the ideological and the intellectual ugliness. The lies she spews makes her ugly. The ugly.
Oh, absolutely.
It's ugly to the bone, to the soul, if there was one.
Dom's a perfect example. He's so beautiful on the inside, you can get over the looks on the outside, right?
Barely.
Come on.
Thank God we're on the radio, Michael.
I'm beautiful all the way through, Pizza Box.
Oh, no doubt. I'm teasing. But, yeah. Know, hey, looking forward to Friday night, man.
Yeah, the relaunch of Outside the Pizza Box, Friday nights on the Civic Media Network. You got any guests, Pizza Box, or just free-range rambling this Friday?
I don't need a guest in an hour. I just take all calls except CJ.
That is an excellent policy. 844-967-2789. Rico, you got a moniker. I think that's not your real name, but who knows? Welcome, Rico. What do you got for us?
That is my real name. That's what I go by. That's what people.
Well, you
got
to go then. Bye, Rico. No, I'm teasing. What do you got for us?
Hey, I wanted to say, hey, I'm Hall of Fame on Gilbert's show now. I was the very first caller he ever had.
You know, I was down there. So, he's a gregarious guy. He is a big personality, not just an enormous guy because he is big, dude. And I think I'm a big guy. And Fancy Brian is a big guy. But the muscles from this guy's traps, like the back of his neck, like, I've never seen another human being. I bet this guy deadlifted like 700 pounds. It's all just neck, back.
Oh, my God.
And then the personality. Also big.
Hey, talking about you guys were talking about the schoolgirls in their prom dress last night.
What?
The schoolgirls earlier, Marjorie and Cinema Christie in their dresses and everything. You know who got my vote for the best attire? Paul Pelosi's hat. There you go.
Yes,
that was cool.
Love the hat.
Yeah, that was a really cool hat. The hat was a big statement, too, I thought.
I don't know. I got to tell you, if we're going to talk about the outfit, so Vice President Harris was looking sharp last night.
I love the MTG look straight from the Huggy Bear collection. I mean, that's...
What color was the president's tie?
Red. It was blue shirt, red tie, right?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Maybe I'm thinking of earlier.
We're remembering all these other things, but not the president's tie.
Well, he didn't wear a fur boa, Dom. Thank you all for listening. Have a great night. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
All right. See you later.